The iconic photo called Falling Man was shot by an AP photographer named Richard Drew. Richard, this is John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today? I've been listening to the show. Very interesting.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for your work. What's today like for you? That's maybe the photograph of that day.
Somebody's trying to call me in the other line, but I'm sure they'll go away. Go ahead.
If you need to address that, I'll let you. But we hear you fine, sir. What is a 9/11 like for you these years?
Every year it comes around again. Like this year, for example, is very much like it was 17 years ago. I was covering a fashion show, and when I got a phone call from my office and said a plane is at the World Trade Center, you have to go. I was covering a Oscar de la Renta fashion show this morning.
So did you know what you were going to cover when they said leave the fashion show?
Yeah, they said a plane's hit the World Trade Center, bag the fashion show, you have to go. And at that time, our fashion week was at Bryant Park. And if you're familiar with Manhattan, it's sort of in the middle of Manhattan at 42nd Street and 6th Avenue. And so I walked a block over to Times Square with my equipment, of course, and got on a southbound subway train. And that time, the trains were running and they hadn't shut them off yet. So being a good photographer, I didn't, or should I say a smart photographer, I didn't ride all the way into the World Trade Center. I got off a stop before and came up and saw that both of the towers were on fire. And I thought, wow, that was some airplane. And I didn't know until a while later when I was talking to a police officer when he said he was there when the second plane hit. That's when I knew that there were two that had been an attack. So the second plane hit while I was in the subway.
Describe the photo, Falling Man.
Well, it's been described recently by Elton John as he calls it the most perfect photo ever taken. He's a big avid photo collector, and he actually bought a copy of it and had me autograph it for him, and he has it framed. He was interviewed on a TV show, a national TV show, and that's how I happened to see it. It's a picture of a man falling headfirst from the World Trade Center, and he sort of bisects both of the World Trade Center, so he's sort of in the middle. And I like to say that I didn't take the picture. It's one of, I believe, 9 or 10 photos of him falling, and the camera happened to cycle during what we call a motor drive in the sequence. It cycled right when he was in that position. I didn't see it in that way until I got back to the office after a long walk because the subways had been shut off, and I saw it, and it's just sort of leapt off the screen. Pardon me for saying that, but it sort of leapt off the screen at me looking at the symmetry of it.
Yeah. Did you know, though, that somebody was falling? Did you at least look for him in your viewfinder when you were taking that picture?
Well, I was standing at West and Vesey Streets on the west side of the World Trade Centers. I was standing between, the police officer and a woman EMT. And one of them, I believe it was the woman EMT, said, "Oh, look up and look at that." And we saw many people coming down, and I just instinctively, being a news person, started photographing the people falling from the building. So he's not the only one I photographed.
Yeah. Do we know, were they falling accidentally, or was the heat just so unbearable they were choosing to jump?
No one knows, and the official thing is they died from being at the World Trade Center. They can't say whether they jumped or whether they fell, whether they decided that was, they had flames licking at their ass, so that was a tough decision.
Think about that. That's just how unbearable it was there that most likely these people thought this was the better course.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we know who that man is?
In the article and in the subsequent documentary that was made from The Falling Man, he's been tentatively identified as either Norberto Hernandez, who was a kitchen worker at the World Trade Center, and it was his last day working there. And it could be Jonathan Briley, who was an audiovisual technician at the Windows in the World, up at the World Trade Center, up at the top. So it could have been either one of those two people. And recently I was walking around in the by the reflecting pools, and I was looking at the names again, and I looked over and I saw Norberto Hernandez's name there, and then one name separates he and Jonathan Brierley. I had never noticed it before about a month ago when I was walking around down there. It happens to be right across the street from our office building now. We've moved down to right across the street from Ground Zero.
Richard Drew is the photographer of the iconic.
I see it every day I go to the office, yeah.
Falling Man photograph, for which he won the 93 Pulitzer Prize. One last question.
I won the 93 Pulitzer Prize for a picture of, it was a part of our election coverage of the 92 campaign, and it was a picture of Ross Perot making a big guffaw smile. It was part of part of an entry.
Yeah. I'm looking at that. Okay, fine. Yeah, I see that now. Pardon me, but not that this matters. This is so trivial, but I'm curious now. That was not submitted? That was not a recipient of a Pulitzer Prize for journalism or photography?
I don't see, because I don't submit them. My office does, the AP does, and I don't know whether it was included in our entry for that year. The New York Times won the Pulitzer for spot news and for feature photography for that year. That included the September 11th attacks. They won it for their World Trade Center coverage and also the war.
Lastly,
in two separate categories.
Richard, just...
yes, sir.
So tell me something about that photograph and maybe what we should remember today.
Well, I like to think of it. Everybody says it's a disturbing night. A lot of people say it's a disturbing photograph, and it's a very quiet photograph. It doesn't show any mayhem. It doesn't show any buildings collapsing. It just shows it's a very quiet moment and showing it puts a human look at this tragedy. We see the buildings falling, we see the airplanes hitting, but we don't get to see the human element about it. And I think this brings the human element in, and that people look at it and they think that could be me, and I might have to make that decision.
Yeah, that's interesting, though, isn't it?
If I could put a plug in for something else here before we leave, that on November 4th, I'm going to be speaking at the Milwaukee Public Library about my career at the AP, and a little more in depth about September 11th.
Milwaukee Public Library, November 4th. That's an hour away. It's just up the road from Chicago.
Yes, sir. At 2:00. So. In their big auditorium. I hope there's going to be a lot of people, but I hear it seats 700 people. I've never spoken before that big a crowd before, except for today right now.
Yeah, no kidding. November 4th, Milwaukee Public Library. Richard Drew,
yes,
the photographer of The Falling Man. Thanks for your time, Richard.
You're welcome, sir. Anytime. Thank you.